Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
It's an event, St. Patrick's Day. The Music of Sean Davey is happening with the National Symphony Orchestra this Sunday at the National Concert Hall. And I'm delighted that Mr. Sean Davey has returned. But he's brought company this time. And not Miss Rita Connolly this time, but Paddy Connolly Davey. Paddy, can I say good morning to you as well this morning?
Good morning.
Nice to meet you this morning. You're here minding your father, which is a lovely thing.
Doing my best. Someone has to do it.
Yeah. Tough job, but still.
Absolutely.
Sean, welcome, my friend. Nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you again, too.
And compliments of the season, if I can put it that way.
Well, this is our third year in a row with the NSO
It is your third year.
Which is possibly a little bit deja vu, but I've written a special new piece for it.
Yes.
Which I'd love to chat to you about later.
Please do.
Later on.
Are you thrilled to be doing it again? It's great. And
yes,
practically sold out as well.
To be honest, yes, I am thrilled. I love being in the concert hall. And I love working with the NSO. It's like a home from home.
Yes.
It's strange because it's all of a sudden you're with this vast orchestra in this vast hall.
Yeah.
And you feel, well, I used to feel a huge weight of responsibility, but I'm working with David Brophy, the conductor.
Yes, of course.
Who makes things easy.
But he's got a way about him, doesn't he?
He's an extraordinary man.
Yeah. And I think that helps greatly.
Yeah, so I'm not feeling the pressure, but yes, I am thrilled.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. Yeah. And the great thing about him is, too, I think that musicians, he relates very well with musicians, and there's a comfort in there as well.
Absolutely. He's very intuitive. He talks straight language. There's no nonsense. Just have a great time making music with him.
He's a bit of crack as well. Now, listen, Paddy, you're going to be involved.
I am indeed, yeah.
You are involved. Now, you are, and you're going to sing for us, but you don't have to do anything yet. You can relax for the moment.
Okay.
And enjoy the excellent coffee that comes with the organisation. Before we do anything else, The Defence of Hens Castle. Tell me a bit about this, Sean. This is from Granuaile.
It's a song with lyrics that I was always quite proud of, because a man writing words that are supposed to have come out of a woman's mouth in the 16th century. For example, this poor widow woman long before now has stood her ground amid the white winter fury of the ocean. She has outfoxed the running surge of the breaking wave, and thus humble she will bow before no man. So I managed to put these words into Rita Connolly's mouth.
Yes.
And this is the song.
And this is it. That's just stunning. The Defence of Hens Castle. Sean Davey with me and Paddy Connolly Davey as well. Rita's not with us, but she's there. That's powerful stuff in there.
Yeah, it works. It works well.
She, I noticed in the notes for the event from the NCH, you're suggesting that she may not do it again.
Well, she's suggesting she may not do it again.
Well, then that's...
Well, so it's whatever she says.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I've been cursed roundly for the last 3 weeks while she's been rehearsing and getting herself into gear to do it for having written such difficult songs that go on and on and on forever. But
yeah. So it's your fault as much as anybody else.
So but time is moving on. Time catches up with us all.
Yeah.
We can't do everything we did. Surely. Used to do forever. So I can only go on what she says.
I understand.
I don't want to see her suffer for her art.
You know, no, exactly. And you also don't want to put her through a situation where she would be uncomfortable in herself.
That's right.
Now, being on that stage.
If this is to be her last, she's going out on a high because the singing is magnificent still.
Yes.
And what the great thing is that she's singing with our son, Paddy.
That must be an amazing
thing. So I've stepped back. I'm not going to be on stage singing my old honky old harmonies. He's doing it.
Yes,
and so much better than I ever did.
Yeah, but isn't that something?
And so mother and son on stage
that's
together.
That's a great feeling. Yeah. A great feeling. Paddy, the house is full of music. I mean, it's just
absolutely
the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't escape, I suspect.
No, there's... quite a bit of pressure, but I mean, that helps, doesn't it?
Well, it does help. It does help. And of course, and the fact that particularly the level of tunefulness that emanates from your home, I suspect, it is something you kind of, it makes you aspire to and work harder for.
Absolutely.
To be in that company.
Yeah.
And I suspect you wouldn't be allowed to go on if you weren't up to the task.
Exactly.
But your music, you've quite a broad range, I believe. It's kind of world music is what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I'm
which
in
this
university.
Sits in, by the way. Can I just say that? Because it sits into this category too.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up listening to world music. I mean, I went to Romania with my dad when I was 10 years old, 11, performed in a graveyard and was just absolutely blown away. And I've always been interested by different traditional musics from around the world.
Why, tell us about the graveyard.
Oh, gosh. So it's the Merry Cemetery.
You think your father would find you? Oh, of course, the Merry Cemetery.
The Merry Cemetery.
That's right, yeah.
Gosh,
explain to the uninitiated the Merry Cemetery.
Oh,
I just think it's mad.
It really is. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous cemetery with these amazing ornate gravestones that tell the stories of the people who died. And so my dad turned these stories into the songs.
It's right on the border with Ukraine.
Right. Yes, it is. Yes, I remember reading that.
The first album I ever listened to was Buena Vista Social Club, so I was always listening to other kinds of music, not just the things I grew up around. And now I'm studying Albanian traditional music in university, because... why not?
Well, of course. It's so obvious.
Yeah, of course. Everyone does it at some point.
Totally sensible. You play the auto harp.
I do, yes.
But you do how many vocals on the night?
Yeah.
Which will be quite a moment as well.
Yeah.
You're going to sing something for us this morning, aren't you?
Sure, yeah. I'll give you a little snippet of an Albanian song. I'm studying Albanian singing with a wonderful musician in London called Aurel Cirio. And so I'll do a little bit of a song called...
Why Albania? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting story. It goes back to Eurovision, actually.
My stomping ground.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
2012, when Rona Nishliu represented Albania. I wasn't watching Eurovision at that point. I just saw a snippet on the TV and was blown away. Realised I knew nothing about this culture, so did a deep dive on YouTube of all different kinds of music from Albania.
So it was just the music, it hit you somehow, that this performance.
It did.
That's interesting,
That's
interesting.
And it's stuck with me ever since.
That's funny. So where are you doing this course? Where's this course? Where is it happening? Where do you do it?
So I'm studying in SOAS University in London, and I've been performing a little bit in Albania.
What does SOAS stand for?
SOAS is the School of Oriental and African Studies. So it's the degree is focused on ethnomusicology. So that's where we are now.
Fascinating. Good luck. Anyway, this song you're going to sing for us now, this Albanian song. What is it?
It's called Asaman Trendafilia Cheles, which is from a town called Berat in central Albania.
Well, the fellas will take it away because you're on your own.
Asamano Trendafilia Cheles Tu bilbili Pocandon The vice silu lepran veras
Cangantanda po de John, the visa silu le pran veras. Cangantanda po de John.
Something like this. Thank you.
Brendan Grace used to call it a round of a clap.
That's lovely.
That's really something. Are you learning the language as well?
I am, yeah, trying to. It's not an easy one to learn, but...
Does it sound very Russian? I'm not quite sure what it sounds like.
It's completely unique. It doesn't have any relatives. It's Indo-European. So, yeah, I've chosen a difficult one to study.
You like to go down the hard road, don't you?
I know.
Good man yourself. Yeah. Well, fair play to you. Hats off. And, of course, you mentioned Eurovision, and we have to mention somebody called Alicia.
I think we do.
We do. And again, that Eurovision link in your family with your sister.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had a go.
She had a good go. They came second. Yeah. It was a great experience for them. Mm. But
that's...
Which we could go into if you have time, but you probably don't.
Well, when you say great experience...
Rita and I were sort of relieved that they didn't actually win.
Right.
Because what a road that those contestants have to travel. And you see it every year.
Yes, it is. It's a tough one.
And that's some circus.
It is. Did you know the really difficult one is whatever about not getting through to the final, which is a killer for us because we have to qualify. Only five or six countries don't have to. But it's when you see people who don't make it on the night of the final, the big one, because they're so excited and it's at such a level. Yeah. And that's very hard for any artist to take. And it's all about comfort and minding and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But by the same token, if you succeed and if you do it and you do a bit of business, how lovely as well. Will she, this is her future.
Ailsha's a great songwriter.
Yes, well done.
I'm hoping she's going to write more and more songs,
and
keep performing and learning her craft.
Yeah, okay.
I'm hoping really that she doesn't ever have to go to Eurovision because I just think that's a real rough road. You know?
Yeah. Well, I suppose anytime you put your head above the parapet in this business, is risky, I suppose. Yeah,
that is true. And of course, I'm underestimating the whole aspect of the adventure. You know, music.
Well, exactly.
Music can be a fantastic adventure.
That's right. And it could.
An industry anymore, but it's still an adventure.
Yeah. But by the same token, if she let's say she did really well. Let's say she won the damn thing. Yeah. At that stage, the world is your oyster, literally. You know. Let's just remind ourselves of the song. Well, that's me out of a job, thanks. That's the end of that. But we have to get all the Davy clan in, don't we? We have to make sure that we get everybody in. Anyway, God bless her. I hope she continues with the path because she's an artist, and why not? And that she comes from a house of artists. So,
yeah, we're proud of her.
Listen, on the night, you've the National Symphony Orchestra, of course, David Brophy. Reese is going to be singing the great Mark Redmond, who we both recall on the pipes, a great piper and whistle player.
Yes, and playing out of his skin, by the way.
Really?
I was at rehearsal yesterday. Brenda Voigt never sounded better. Fantastic.
You know, it's one of my favourite pieces of music ever, which is Newfoundland, which we had at our concert, which we did, and you were in attendance. It was just wonderful. And it was Mark Redmond who played. You've Ewan Cowley on guitar, you've Noel Eccles on the percussion, Trina Marshall on the arp, and Fergal Caulfield on the organ. We have another piece to play. This is St. Patrick's. We have the theme. Tell me about St. Patrick's Overture.
I want to
play the theme you gave us.
I gave you a couple of snippets.
Yeah.
I don't know which part you're going to play.
I'm going to play the theme. It just says Patrick's.
Patrick's theme is all right. Yeah, yeah. There's a dramatic bit. If you can fit in two snippets.
Okay.
The bit that really interests me is where Patrick meets the snake.
Now, which one is that? What's that called?
Well, that would be called Patrick Meets the Snake, I think.
Patrick Meets the Snake. Do we have Patrick meeting the snake?
Yes. But if you don't...
See, people think it's recorded. It's not. It's live radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to get it for me.
Because it's very dramatic. It's being the third year in a row of doing St. Patrick's Day with the NSO.
Sure.
They commissioned me to write an overture.
Yes.
An overture is something that just starts starts a concert.
This is the world premiere, by the way.
Yes, it's the world premiere.
Patrick's Night, yes.
Yeah. And I've written it specially for this orchestra.
Okay. I mean,
knowing the soloists within it, I've written special parts. But the theme, I thought at first I wasn't going to be able to pull anything off, because to presume to write a piece about the national saint is a bit, you know, dicey. But once I realised that really what the piece needed to be about was about the idea of somebody with the power to banish evil from the world.
Yes.
That's worth trying to write.
For sure.
So where Patrick meets the snake, and I don't know if you're going to play it. It starts off this great. The first snake he meets is falling asleep, keeps falling asleep. But then the big snake is driven by the concert hall organ and all the bass instruments, and suddenly it rears up and all hell breaks loose.
Let's hear it. Here it is. This is Patrick meets the snake. That's very powerful, Sean Davey.
Yeah.
That's very powerful.
We're using the concert organ at full tilt.
It is an amazing...
It's a great thing.
I've only heard it once. It's like, heavens above.
Well, I spent a month last September in Paris at the Irish Cultural Institute, and I went to hear big organs played in the big churches in Paris.
Yeah.
They have... It's such an extraordinary impact. They play them very loud.
It really is. It's quite something special.
That was a bit of inspiration. So.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. It really is fantastic. Listen, we're going to leave it. I thank you both for coming all the way to be with us this morning. And you, Patrick, have to make sure when you have your album out that you get it to us. When you get the album in, and we'll give it some plays, all right?
Oh, brilliant.
And don't stop that child of yours going to the Eurovision. Don't stop her.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can, no. Sean David, God bless you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And thank you as well, Patrick Connolly, Davey.
Thank you.
It's Sunday. I think there's about 8 tickets left from what we know. It's St. Patrick's Night, 7:30, by the way, lads. Don't be arriving at 8. It's 7:30 at the National Concert Hall, St. Patrick's Day, the music of Sean Davey. God bless you.